Okay, GR opened up a little bit with Radio Sambura and Ronda Urundi on 6195. That probably was recorded quite a while ago. Recorded by Stan. Since verified by both of us. And that station's been coming through in the latter part of October. Came through quite well. And then, because of QRM from Warsaw, was not heard for quite a long spell until around December, when this recording was made, beginning of December. And that, by the way, was made at 15:45 Standard Time, signing off. And you could probably hear the ideas, Isigo Sambura, so on and so forth. It's been quite a while since I heard for you, your last tape of September 7th, and quite a few new things have happened since then. And I'm over Stan's house, by the way, right now, the date being December 23rd at 2200 Standard Time. And if you get a chance to reply to this tape, Jir, I'd appreciate it very much. I guess you'll be home for quite a while now, at least until about the beginning of February, I guess, so you go back to school. So I think Stingens has his notes gathered here, and I'll pass it over to him.
Oh, hi, Jared. This is Stan here in this snowy night in Bridgeport, the 23rd of November. I was happy to receive your season's greetings card yesterday. I had all but forgotten about you. Have not heard from you in a long time, but I'm sure that goes for most of your other correspondents. I know August Balbi mentioned on his tape that he had not heard from you in a long time also. The X here has been sporadic. Some days the bands have been exceptionally good, and other days, like today, the bands are exceptionally poor with a lot of static on the air. Some new stations since you left for college. I haven't heard actually too many new stations. I don't have actually too many new stations to hear, Al, either. Radio Coco Hatfield in the Congo, I heard on 5993. Heard Radio Santa Isabella on 6240. YDG in Yogyakarta, Indonesia on 5047.5 kilocycles. Radio Chad, which I heard just last week, thanks to Alan. And Radio HIN, Dominican Republic, which Al says that they ID'd as Radio Riolge on 3310. And lastly, Radio Santiago in the Dominican Republic on 3405. This one I heard a long time ago, that they ID'd as La Voz del Tropico, but now they ID as Radio Santiago. I only have only one new QSL card. Actually, it's not even a card, it's a letter. I have had pretty poor luck with varies. I have been sending out a few lately, but I haven't got many returns. The only one new is from Radio Isambura, which I just got today, a verification letter for my report of December 4th, which I recorded and you heard. I'll pass it back to Al. He has plenty of new QSLs, I think. They've been coming in. They haven't been coming in too good at Al Shack either. So I'll pass it back to Al now.
First of all, Jer, before we get to the QSLs, a little bit more about some stations that I've logged. I finally did hear VLT6 in Port Moresby quite a while back. As a matter of fact, it was in September. They have not verified my report as yet, and it looks as if I'm going to have to send them a follow-up. Also, I heard, that is both Stan and I have heard, Forces Broadcasting Service in Athens, Greece, which I may or may not have told you about, I don't remember offhand, Anyhow, they were on 6045. Due to bad band conditions, it's tough to hear them right at this time. Although in September, we did hear them until 2300 GMT signing off with announcements in Greek. And I sent them a report with an IRC, but they did not verify. And I have heard that they will not verify it until a second report has been sent. So we just might have to try a second report, if and when we hear them again. Also, Jer, I've heard Radio Club de Cabinda in Angola, CR6RW. That's one that even our boy down in Newcastle hasn't reported this year. And I heard them only once, Jer, on 5055, with a pretty good signal at 2130 GMT. That's sign off. Over on track 2.
اینجا تهران رادیو ایران. شنوندگان ارجمند، اینک برنامه به زبان انگلیسی آغاز می‌گردد.
This is Tehran calling Radio Iran, transmitting on shortwave in the 42-meter band and on medium wave on the 335-meter band. Our English program can be heard as usual every evening, except Fridays at 20:45 GMT. We will now hear the latest news.
Okay, Jerry, well, that was a recording of Radio Iran, as you already know from the identification. They're pretty good here every day on 7024 until 2100 GMT sign-off. And they broadcast their English news at 2045. I don't know if you'll be DXing over this Christmas holiday. I'm sure you'll have a lot of homework to do. I hear they give more homework over the vacations than they do every day in school. I'm sure you've found the bands quite different with all many new stations, especially in the Dominican Republic, and many other changes in frequencies. I'm passing it back to Al now because he still has a lot to say, and I'll pass along my 73s to you, Jerry, and best wishes for a very happy holiday.
Okay, Jer, here I am back again. Getting to QSLs now. I have had quite a few returns from Latin America, which I won't go into, because they are too numerous. There has been quite a few returns from Latin America, but I will go over some of the best QSLs that I've received since I last talked to you. That is from Radio Wissambura, as Stan has, the letter. Form letter in English, giving power as 10 kilowatts on 6195. Also, I've received a letter in French from Fort de France, Martinique, after a very long wait, and about 6 reports over a period of 2 years. My last report was a tape, which they sent back, Jer, without a recording on it. So it doesn't make it interesting because of that. They did not even erase what I had put on there. I also received a card, a Soraform card, from Radio Niger, and a letter from Kaduna, Nigeria, and last but not least, a new Soraform card from Radio Bangui in the Central African Republic. And that was the latest one, and that verified country number 131. So, I guess I'm a little ahead of you, unless you have received any other new QSLs here in the mail. Any new countries verified. Yes, as I recall, you said that I wouldn't get a very from Central African Republic. But, sure enough, it did come in by Soraform. I also received a very from Radio Congo in Leopoldville. Strangely enough, the person you told me to send to, he was either shot or sent away from the station because I received a letter from the person that took that man's place. I don't remember his name right offhand. But this guy, the guy took over for him. He sent me his picture. And he sent the very that you have and that everyone else is getting, the form letter, plus a schedule. I don't know if you know it or not by now, but Radio Swan has changed its name. It's now Radio Americas. And they're announcing as Radio Americas, Post Office Box 352, Miami 1, Florida. That's a new one. Also, Havana, Cuba has been moving around quite recently. New frequencies seem to be 5990, 6060, 9585, 11875, 15285, 21640. That's just about the new frequencies for Havana. And they have English news, of course, with the communist tripe, as I call it. Stan just says it's from 1330 to 1400 standard time. But of course, Stan could be wrong, as in he is in most cases. Hi, hi. They have so many English news broadcasts here, it's hard to keep up on them. It's something like Radio Moscow, if you know what I mean. They have all kind of broadcasts beamed to all over. But of course, they come in strong, as you would think they would, being so close. Also, there's a new station that's been heard quite well here. It's La Voz de la Anticomunista on 7320, I believe. It's an anti-communist station located somewhere in the Caribbean area, and they can be heard nightly in Spanish with a very, very clear identification. They're asking for reports to a post office box in Miami. I believe it's Post Office Box 135, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't tried to report to them yet, but I hope to very soon. So, Jerry, if you have any time, both Stan and I would appreciate a tape, or maybe a personal visit from you if you're not snowed in. We visited Jim Silk last month, and be looking forward to seeing you anytime you can make it down here. And I hope you received all the flash sheets in good order down there in school. You might comment on that. Of course, Ken has given up the flash sheet service right now, but he might resume it. Of course, you know about DX and Horizons and all that business. And it looks like a losing cause for shortwave. So once again, Jerry, best to you and 70. 70-